yo, check it. We back live and direct. We in the booth. It's the Shiesty Show. Shiesty. It's your host, Matt. We back with another episode. It's a new year. I gave you the new year recap. So this episode 36 or 37. I got to go online and look because I always be messing up on the episode numbers. So I got to get that down correct, dialed in. But we here. We at the Shiesty Show. We got a great show for you today. If you haven't ever listened, this is sports, entertainment, good vibes, everything. We talk a little bit about everything. You know what I mean? Man, sometimes I just be letting loose in. But the thing is, we at the Shiesty Show. This is where we talk about music, sports, entertainment, nothing but good vibes on this side. You know? So first thing we want to talk about, man, I didn't get to talk about it last time, but the Raiders do fire Antonio Pierce. And if you know this show, then you know I'm a Raiders fan. But I'll talk about it, though. But the Raiders got rid of Antonio Pierce, and, you know, I don't really think that was a good move. In my personal opinion, I think that you should at least give your coach a 3-year window, at least, to come in and make something happen. Because you can't change the culture in 1 year. And they gave him the short end of the stick in my eyes, because if you knew you were just going to hire him for a one and done, then don't even hire him, man, because I think he really wanted to be the Raiders coach for now and the future. He talked about he lived in L.A., that he was a Raider guy, you know, the black hole and all that. I just think the way they did him, Mark Davis, I don't really like the decision, because I think it takes longer to build a foundation of winning than from a team that's been losing for so many years. And that's me coming from a Raiders fan. I just think that he should have been given a little bit more time for his situation. I think the downfall for him is he just had a carousel of quarterbacks coming and going. He'd start this guy, and then he'd go get Riddler, and then they start this guy. I think his downfall was just not starting Aiden from the get-go, from the jump. Dude went 5-4 last year as our rookie QB. I think he showed enough, but they went to go get Gardner Minshew, which, if you look at it at the time, not knowing how Gardner was going to play for the Raiders this season, but if you go and look at it at the time, Gardner was coming off a good season with the Colts. You know, he had some good years there with the Jags. So it wasn't like this guy was some backup and nobody's ever heard of him. He's played very well in the situations and the organizations that he's been to. But... you know, I think that was his downfall, not going with Aiden O'Connell and riding with Gardner Minshew. And ultimately it cost him his job. But what I will say about this, to piggyback off of that, is that I do think now Tom Brady is the one calling the shots. And this is why I think this move was made, because it might have been a couple of days, they fired the GM, Tom Telesco. So, you know, these moves are coming from Brady's got to have his hand on this. And that's the only thing that gives me confidence, is that you got a quarterback like Tom Brady, someone that's a known winner and loves to win. I think he's going to do whatever it takes for the Raiders to start winning again. But at that junction, he should have gave Antonio Pierce a better shot, maybe one more year. But they're going to bring in who they want. They're going to bring in their team and the guys they want. What I've heard now, since Ben Johnson has signed with the Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls. Yeah, we scored a touchdown. Nah, the Chicago Bears. Now that Ben Johnson signed with the Chicago Bears, you know, I think that's the guy that really wanted. I think that's the guy the Raiders were planning to get as soon as they let Pierce go. But I really think this opens the door up for – so there's some names out there that are kind of interesting. They're linking P. Pete Carroll right now to the Raiders. To me, that's a cool, that's a nice pickup, because now you got to look, the Chargers went and got a coach, top-notch coach, right? Go with the quarterback. You know, they went and got Harbaugh. Then you got Sean Payton joining the division now with the Denver Broncos, and they look like they got the guy with Bo Nix. So then, you know, you got Andy Reid. Of course, him and Patrick, everyone knows what they've done together. So it's time, man. It's time we go get the coach of the future and someone that is going to be there for the long haul. We can't continue. And I think Brady knows this too. We can't continue to just get a coach, hate how he did one season or two seasons, and get rid of him. And that's happened a lot in the Raiders past 15, 20 years. So many different head coaches. You got to think too, that affects the quarterback's play. If every year you got to come in, like when Derek Carr was with us, every year you got to learn a new system, a new philosophy, all that. So that takes time to learn in itself. Do I think we should have kept Derek Carr? No, I think it was time for him to go. He's been there long enough to make something happen. But I also think that has a big effect. Like Aiden O'Connell, you know, rookie year, coming back to this to a little bit of a different offense, getting rid of McDaniels. So, you know, that takes time in itself. So the next person we get, the next coach we get, which is the names I've heard, is Pete Carroll, Mike McCarthy, Deion Sanders, Vance Joseph, I know, interview for the job. And those would be the top coaches right now, I think the Raiders are looking at. And the one that's most interesting to me is the fact that they can get Deion. And if they can get Deion, they'll get Shedeur Sanders. Honestly, I think that's what the Raiders are going to shoot for now. Now that Ben Johnson's gone, we know he's to the Bears. I think the Raiders are all in on trying to get Shedeur, because they know they need the quarterback. Why do you think Ben Johnson went to Chicago? They got the quarterback. They got Caleb Williams. So, you know, I just think that's the key right now. You know, the Raiders need to get a quarterback. It's either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. And honestly, I would take Shedeur Sanders just because he's been playing under Deion's tutelage, and that learning tree is going to get you ready for the NFL faster than anything else they can throw at you in college. So I think that he's the perfect fit. He's stated many times when the Raiders were losing that he was happy because they were going to get that number one pick. But I still think they can make some moves if they feel Shedeur is the guy and they're going to bring his dad in as the head coach. I think that's really opened the door now that Ben Johnson's gone. Mike McCarthy, another one, was ready to leave the Cowboys, couldn't do what he wanted to do. If he can come in and run the Raiders like he wants to, and Tom Brady's not going to be overbearing in doing that, I also think Mike McCarthy will be there as well. Pete Carroll is probably looking like the likely choice. I just think with Pete Carroll, him being an older guy in his 70s, you know, but if you look at that division with the coaches and the names they have, man, that's a tough division. You got Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, and then you go and get Pete Carroll to throw in there, man. That's all-star rotation. But does Pete Carroll still have the know-abouts to teach the game in today's game, being away for a few years and then also being, you know, on the back end of his career in his 70s, just an old man in general? You know, not to say it in a slandering type of way, but or fucked up type of way, but you know, the guy's in his 70s. So, dude, that's got to play a part in it too. You know, how long is he gonna be coaching? How long is he gonna be around? So, I really think Deion is gonna be a top priority for the Raiders, but we'll see, man. We always make some moves, and it's not the move you were hoping for. So let's hope that we get prime time. Next we got on the list, the Bills win. What a great game that was to watch, man. A lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers, but still at the end, it was a 2-point game. with a chance to make a 2-point conversion. It was a good game, man. Battle of the quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks. That was cool to watch, man. That was probably the game I kept my eye on the most. The Commanders game, I caught some of it. The Lions game, I just a little bit of that too. Mostly highlights from a lot of these games. But the Ravens game is the one I really wanted to watch. Just being an AFC team and the teams I like are mostly in the AFC. So watching that was entertaining, man. Sucks for Mark Andrews, you know. But at the end of the day, you're the most reliable guy on the team. That one you had to catch. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to beat the guy down, but that's the one you have to catch, brother. You get paid millions of dollars. The ball was thrown in the perfect pocket, falling down. That's even more of you to not really have to worry about hand catching, but just let it come in your body, man, and just grip that thing. And easier said than done, but your boy is a little nice on the field, you know? So I kind of had some thoughts about it. But you know what, man? You can't beat the guy down. Mark Andrews, regardless of how you feel about that play or the way he played that game, still a top tight end in the game. And Likely too, man. That guy's nice. He reminds me a lot of Brock Bowers. That guy Likely. He's big. He's lanky. He's strong when he catches the ball. He can high point the ball very well for his size. So yeah, he was a guy I was scoping out because I know him and Bowers were very close, but Bowers coming away with it and a very quiet 1,100-yard season. Very quiet. Just it sucks that the Raiders didn't perform well, so it wasn't talked about a lot all over ESPN and all that. You know they like to shit on the Raiders. It ain't hard to tell, but in that regard, very quiet 1,100-yard season. Still the best tight end, but that guy Likely was nice, though. I like that. I like that guy. I like that kid, you know? Next, we had the Eagles. The Eagles win. That was another good game. That one I actually did watch a little bit, too. Started to snow. You know, that was a very solid, very good game. Beating the Rams. You know, started to snow there toward the end. Matt Stafford hung in there. He still looks great at his age, man. He's even though they lost the game, they are still a very tough team, and he's still a very good quarterback. I'll tell you that right now. Just from an LA kid, you ain't playing in no snow. Oh, but he did play in Detroit, but they play indoors, right? But he probably knows how to handle the cold a little bit. But he still was balling. You know, that was a good game also, man. Eagles come away with the win. So we got the Eagles versus the Commanders in the NFC Championship game. And we got the Chiefs and the Bills. Is this like the second or third time? Second time in the AFC Championship game, right? Are the Bills going to finally get over the hump? All season, the Chiefs have not really played to up to expectation. But you know, they deliver in the playoffs. So, will they deliver again, or will the Bills finally get over the hump? You know, it's coming Sunday. For me, my personal picks, I just think the Eagles, Jalen Hurts has been there before. I just think the experience is going to take over for them in that game. And Jaden Daniels being his first, hey, man. Respect to the kid because he did what he had to do. That guy was nice. You got to say it twice. That boy was nice. So, you know, he did his thing out there. He represented. He took the Commanders from a laughingstock of a franchise, and they sucked last year, man. Nowhere. They didn't even sniff getting to the playoffs. And in 1 year, that guy comes in, leads them to the NFC Championship game. You got to give that respect. You got to, and that's a rookie, young rookie coming in doing that. But at the end of the day, I do think the Saquon, Jalen Hurts, just the experience alone will carry them through this. I think the lights are going to be bright for the Commanders, and the Eagles will win. I'm going to say, if we're going to bet score, I'm going to say it here. Eagles 24, Commanders 17. I think it's going to be fairly close, but the Eagles will pull it out and prevail in that one. Now we got the Bills and the Chiefs. The Bills and the Chiefs game, huh? So, I hate both teams. Let me just start by saying that. I hate them both. But if I won't be honest, the way the Bills have been playing, I could see this being the upset finally for Josh Allen to get over the hump. I do. Will he win the Super Bowl? I don't know about that. I still think the Eagles are tough. But as far as the Chiefs, I just think they haven't played well all season. And they're finally going up against the Bills, fully healthy, ready to go. Von Miller, all that. I just think it's going to be a little too much for them to handle. And I think Josh Allen is tired of losing to Patrick Mahomes and watching that guy win championships. I think he's going to pull it out. And I think the Bills will beat the Chiefs. Close game. I'm going to say 24-28 Bills. Called it here on the Shiesty Show. You know what it is, you know? So those games were entertaining. And those are my predictions for my NFL picks. Next on the list, we got Mike Vrabel as a head coach. I did think that was another option I thought the Raiders might have picked up. And then it turned into Ben Johnson. But he went to the Patriots, his alma mater, his team of choice, went to the Patriots. Let's see if he can turn them around, man. I think he's a player's coach. I think he's an AP, but actually has some experience from being with the Titans. So I think he was a good pickup for them and in the direction they would like to go. Just a couple other things I got to hear. Snoop Dogg and Nelly get criticized performing at the inauguration. The only one I kind of understand is Snoop Dogg getting killed, because he was going hard on Trump for a long time. And then to go and perform, you know you got paid, but how much you willing to sign your morals for? You know, just the way he was talking and being very disrespectful. Hey, but it is what it is. I'm not going to fault him. People can change. And the thing is like, people can change their mind. When you like something or you're for something, that doesn't mean you're cemented and you're just never going to go against that. Yeah, sometimes shit happens and you look at people or things differently and you might change, you know, and that's how you might feel. Nelly, too, talking about Biden and all the fucked up shit he's done. I think when you start to understand things, it can open your eyes to certain things and change your mind. And there's nothing wrong with that. So I don't critique those guys. Those guys went and got the bag. They performed. They did what they did. It is what it is. I'm still going to listen to them. I still think Nelly's first two albums fire. I think Snoop is one of the greatest rappers ever. So it is what it is, man. I don't really concern myself or care what people think or what I got to say or what I do. And that's why I do this Shiesty Show. Get my thoughts out there, you know? So next on the list, we got Master P. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about the Joy Taylor situation. Hey, that's funny how that got swept under the rug, right? That Joy Taylor shit was hot for like 2 days. And then I didn't hear shit about it anymore. Over here banging the whole Fox Network, and then that shit is like, whoop. What the fuck? Nah, sorry about my language, kids. I don't mean to cuss like that on a Shiesty Show. But no, man, that situation was crazy how that all came about. And then people deleting videos of them, you know, praising Joy Taylor. And now we know why. Hey, man. And I will say this. She is a beautiful woman. But just the way she would kind of like bash and be very like, I did this and I worked hard for this, and then to come and find out that she just letting herself go back in the back scene, in the background, you know, that was a little disheartening. She was very beautiful, and I thought she was a very classy lady, carried herself a little differently. But, you know, I guess it is what it is. I just thought it was kind of weird too that all of a sudden it was hot for like 2-3 days all over the networks, and then that thing got brushed under the rug. You know, when you start messing with these executives, you can make stuff disappear really easily. So that was the one thing that I was kind of like hung up on with that. But hey, man, to each its own. Last thing, Master P going to be coaching in HBCU. If you guys didn't know, for the youngsters, Master P. Make them say, the nine and nine. They ain't probably know about that one. But Master P actually played in the NBA for the Toronto Raptors back in the days and was actually pretty nice. First rapper to go pro in ball and music and be dope at music, not trash. We ain't talking like Kobe Bryant lyrics. Love Kobe, but them lyrics, that wasn't really it. So, you know, Master P was the first to do that. And for him to go and be coaching HBCU and holding it down for his people and everything they got going over there, Dion making that a big thing too, going to Jackson State and really giving those guys a lot of exposure. DeSean Jackson, I believe, HBCU. A lot of former NFL players going back to coach at HBCUs. A lot of credit, a lot of love. Master P, hope he does his thing. This was another episode of the Shiesty Show. We back. We're going to try to do these once every 2 weeks. Just with Barber Square, everything's a little crazy. So once every 2 weeks, we should be coming back, grinding, pumping these things out. Check me out on Spotify, The Shiesty Show Podcast. Check me on Instagram, The Shiesty Show Podcast. We out.